So this is a short story that I wrote that came out of doing a creative Dharma sprint with about 10 of my friends. And a Dharma sprint is where you set a timer for a certain amount of time. I think we did 2 hours. And you commit to doing one thing and only that one thing, or you just sit there. And our goal was to create a piece of art. And so this is what came through. 88,000 Dharma doors. I don't know how long I've been hiking, but I can finally see the top of the temple. As the midday sun refracts through the tower's stained glass, its shimmering felt like a star had made a home in that sacred place. A vision flashes through my dehydrated mind. I'm impossibly small. Resting on my mother's immense chest, her milk spills over my lips, into me, and through me. The ecstasy of an insatiability and fulfillment washes through me. I take this as a cue to drink more water. I should get to the temple by dusk. As I finish the last stage of this 18-month pilgrimage, I begin to reminisce. I couldn't stand the slow apocalypse of my old life anymore. I couldn't pretend for one more year that it was okay to be a silent citizen in a culture that was eating the world. After a few years of attempted self-annihilation, a friend told me about the temple and what they did there. From the moment I heard, I knew that I needed to come. And that was 18 months ago. I arrived at the gate as the sun met the horizon. There was a huge figure standing at the mouth of the gate. He must have been nearly 6'8", broad-shouldered, and a vague familiarity shone through his eyes when he saw me. Did I know him? I felt the now familiar dehydration dream wave come on, temporarily transforming the guardian at the gate into my father. I'm 5 and my dad is trying to teach me how to ride a bike. He's disappointed. Am I taking too long? I fall for the 4th time and when I look up, he's not there anymore. He left a few years after that. I drink the last of my water and greet the man at the gate. Hello, I've come for many miles to give myself to the temple. May I enter? The gatekeeper, polite but firm, says, not right now, but try again tomorrow. I set up camp in a little grove about 400 yards away and I fall asleep quickly. I have a dream of a woman at a train station. It feels like it's World War II and she's frantically trying to find her train. But the train station is huge and there are dozens of tracks going in every direction. Something happens and she decides to run. She's running into the snowy night, exhilarated by her own audacity and freedom. After sunrise, I try the guardian again. Again, he gives me the same response. He gives me some water and some food, but his answer doesn't change. Every day, he says, maybe tomorrow. The gate is open. It is only this guard and his word that is keeping me from entering. I could just walk past him. Couldn't I? This is the thought that I had after a month of asking him and him saying no. As if reading my mind, he looks at me and he says, if you try to go in, I will stop you. And if I have to, I will kill you. Look at me and look at you. And even if somehow you got past me, there are more gates and more guardians. Each one is stronger than the last. I don't know how many doors there actually are, but the guardian at the 3rd gate could kill me as easily as I could kill you. So try again tomorrow. That night as I'm falling asleep, visions begin to seep into my mind. Like the time that I threw up on my elementary school crush's dress. Like the time that I asked the 8th grader to be my girlfriend when I was a 6th grader and we were at the school dance and she laughed at me and all of her friends joined. Or that night that I got jumped and I was held down while the redneck broke my jaw. or that time that my girlfriend came home from her dream job and she told me that her boss had fired her because she had refused to suck his dick. She was trying to be an actress. She stopped acting after that. Her writing is the only thing that I miss from my past. Months go by, and the guardian and I become friends. He asks me about my life, and I find myself wanting to share more and more with him. However, every day, he says the same thing when I ask if I can enter, and he says, not today, but try again tomorrow. And I am ashamed to admit it, but I'm writing you now, 23 years later. My back is curved and walking is hard. I write this because last night, in a wave of courage, the type of courage that those who know that they're close to dying will get, I asked the guardian a new question. I asked him, people from all over the world are coming for the teachings. Why is it that I haven't seen a single person try to enter here? And the guardian, as if freed to speak plainly because I had finally asked the right question. Or maybe because he could see that I was close to death. I don't know. But he looked me in the eye and he said, because we designed this gate just for you. No one else comes here because this is not their gate. But I see that you are starting to die, so I'm going to close it now. I write this as a dying man with one wish. Reader, whoever you are, wherever you are, do not let the guardians at the gate stop you. That is your Dharma door. Go through it.